Our next article is entitled, On the Road to Adulting. Lutheran Campus Ministries Help Pave the Way. College can be that time, as one student says, to begin the process of adulting. For years, Lutheran Campus Ministries have helped young adults with this process, ready to support them as they raise questions about faith, life, and the future. Below, we will hear excerpts from blogs written by two students who interned with the Lutheran Campus Ministry Network last summer. Here they share their thoughts about the LCM, the pandemic, and their hopes for the future. First, meet Joy Hampton, graduate of the University of North Texas in Denton, bachelor's degree in English literature, and a minor in Spanish. She's a high school English teacher and spent time with the Lutheran Campus Ministry at Denton. I've been through so many changes during my undergraduate education. I began the exciting and sometimes annoying process of adulting, and the biggest lesson I've learned from adulting is that I am responsible for taking care of myself and other people. During my time with Lutheran Campus Ministries, I learned new perspectives on Christianity and the Bible. I fellowshipped with amazing individuals who taught me how to accept and love myself. I want to cherish and hold on to what I've learned as I transition to my teaching career. I wrote some of my thoughts, and I'd like my future self to remember. First, it's okay to make mistakes. No one is perfect, and I know that sounds very cliché, but if we were all perfect, there would be no need for Jesus to redeem humanity. There are some lessons and skills I've already learned, and some concepts that I still need to learn. I must be resilient to be happy and productive. As I learn new things, I must teach them to both students and adults alike. Along with learning something new each day, I must keep my faith in God. God is love, and He is always ready to love and help me back to getting on track when I'm lost. God can turn mistakes into miracles. I need to stand up for what's right. The Bible says, learn to do well, seek judgment, relieve the oppressed. That's from Isaiah. This means that I must speak out against injustice wherever and whenever I see it. As a teacher, I will stand up for students who are bullied and help students recognize bullying. Also, I will encourage and teach my students how to advocate for themselves and other people. Campus ministry taught me so much about social justice, and it's time for me to not only talk the talk, but walk the walk. I also learned to enjoy life. We all know that life is not perfect. It doesn't mean that troubled times last forever, however. During trials, I'll look for the silver lining in all things. And that doesn't mean ignoring the present trouble I may experience, but it means that I'll look for the good things to uplift my spirit during bad times. I'll always pray to God and read the Bible to remind myself of God's promises for my life. Sometimes I may hear a great song on the radio and turn it up when I'm going through a storm, and by looking for the good in terrible situations, I'm reminded that good days will come again. I know these thoughts sound so simple, but are so hard to do. However, I'm reminded that I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. That's from Philippians. Now meet Juliana Marks, a junior at the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor. She's pursuing a dual degree in environmental engineering and in performance oboe. She's a member of Lord of Life Lutheran Church and active in Lutheran Campus Ministries. Uncertainty has been one of the defining factors of my life in 2020, she says, although as I write this, the year is hardly more than half over. Plans and livelihoods have been upended, and any sense of normalcy seems to have crumbled. The unknowns of the future seem to loom mockingly, always just out of reach. Despite this uncertain reality, 2020 has managed to show me that God is most certainly still here with us. Though church sanctuaries may be empty, God can still be found in phone calls, in Zoom calls, in nature, and in relationships. The slow creep of time during the pandemic has made each sunrise and each sunset seem more momentous, and each day, though perhaps more difficult, also more special. For me, the opportunity to work as an intern for Lutheran Ministries Network has especially shown me that God's continuing presence is real. It's given me the chance to meet and engage in conversation, often over Zoom, with a group of awesome college students and recent graduates, and in doing so has challenged the boundaries of my perspectives on faith and the church. These conversations are something that I'll take with me far beyond this summer. In part because of being an internship with Campus Ministry, 2020 has also given me hope. It's shown me things that do not always go according to plan, and that this does not always have to be a bad thing. The events of this year have given me hope that the church, as well as the wider world, can begin doing the work necessary for a more just and equitable future. We all have a role to play in this, and positive change can happen, even by doing what we can where we are. It's my goal to take more responsibility for moving this forward. I don't know exactly where I'll end up, but I do know that I hope to use my skills in a way that advocates for environmental justice and constructive human connection. Though, as 2020 has illustrated, God's plans are not always the same as mine, so I'm learning, slowly, to be flexible. I do know, however, that God will always be with me every step of the way, in 2021 and beyond. Campus Ministry provides an ELCA presence at more than 180 state and private colleges and universities, with cooperating congregations in Campus Ministry at an additional 400 campuses nationwide. The Lutheran Campus Ministry Network is an association to strengthen and sustain ELC campus ministry by forming collegial relationships, training professional leaders, and advocating for ministry on college and university campuses.